Welcome to Kicks, guys. These Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm here with Sam Ziegler. Sam, how's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm from San Diego, and I'm currently getting my bachelor's degree in environmental science with an emphasis in leadership, sustainability, and communication.
What year are you?
I'm a junior.
What brought you to the field of environmental science?
In my senior year of high school, I took AP Environmental Science. All the topics we went over were so interesting to me. I didn't really know what I was going to get my undergrad degree in. I enjoy this, and it's rapidly expanding, and so I decided that's what I'm going to do, and I think it was a great decision.
Awesome. Have you been working on any specific projects as an undergraduate?
Yeah, I'm an honors student, so I'm starting to work on my honors thesis now. The topic of that I'm working on is Executive Order N7920 in California mandates that the sale of gasoline-powered passenger vehicles has to be stopped in the state by 2035. The research I want to do into a good understanding of how the state itself is going to get enough renewable energy to power the 40 million people about that live in the state right now. It's a huge passenger vehicle fleet, and they need to be powered by the sources of energy that don't emit carbon dioxide, since the point of switching over to an electric vehicle fleet is to slow global warming by not having any more carbon emissions. So that's a huge part of this, and also setting up a charging network throughout the state. And if that's kind of like analogous to what we have with gas stations now, making it so that people are able to drive wherever they want and not have to worry about running out of charge.
You know, really interesting to think about the grid and the charging stations to play a similar role as gas station do. I mean, how's that going? What do you anticipate?
There's definitely places like far up into advanced stages of it where if you have an electric vehicle there, you can go anywhere in the city at this point. There'll be some reserved spots for electric vehicles with charging stations there. I think the challenge is getting them to all the areas that aren't densely populated so you can still drive through the state. But I think that's the very interesting part about California specifically with this, because of how big the population and the area of the state is. If we can prove that it works here and it's successful, it should be successful anywhere in the country, which would be a great thing.
Nice. Yeah, well said. Well said. And we also want to acknowledge and make sure these opportunities are available to communities that might be disproportionately suffering from air pollution issues. Right. And so even making sure that this is ubiquitously applied and accessible to all is incredibly important in this initiative as well. What do you think you're going to do when you graduate?
I plan on going to law school. Not entirely sure exactly what I'm going to do after that, but I think definitely environmental law is what I'm going towards.
Nice. And you're on KXCI Thesis Thursday. What are you listening to now?
Ever since we've kind of been stuck at home for a year now, I've been kind of learning to play the guitar over the past year, alleviate a bit of my boredom. So I've been getting definitely into more classic rock and stuff that I'm able to replicate with my limited skill set so far.
Yeah, it's great to hear that you've embraced an instrument right now. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about or say before we wrap up?
Yeah, the main reason for the topic of my honors thesis being the executive order is that I'm going to law school and I'm very interested in that sort of policy. It doesn't seem like very many people know about this kind of stuff, knowing that this executive order was passed in the state and it's going to be reality in 2035. So I think it's very important to get the awareness out for this sort of stuff.
Well said. Very, very important work. Right on, Sam. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.